Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. And I'm sharing this beautiful message from the outside with the birds in County Clare of Ireland. And last night I had a dream. And I woke up. So I was having this dream and I woke up. And the dream was that my mom and my dad were separating. They were getting a divorce. And in the dream, I was just so upset. Like, it just did not feel good. I did not want it to happen. They were separating. Just didn't feel good. And I woke up. I woke up at some point in the experience of this dream. And in the matter of seconds, I was just like, in my waking state, I was like, I don't like this dream. Like, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel good. And when I go back to sleep, I'm not going to dream about this anymore. And it wasn't in a way of like, oh my gosh, you disgusting dream. You need to go away. It was in a, holy shit, that doesn't feel good. I don't want to dream about that. That's just not preferred. And I was like, so it's just not going to continue. And I went back to sleep and I had some other dreams. And then I woke up for my day and I was doing some things. And then I thought about my mom and then I thought about how much I love her. And then I was like, oh, I remember that at some point I was having this dream. And then I made a choice. I made a choice to not continue that experience. And the thing that stood out to me most from my now state, from when I woke up, wasn't the dream. Wasn't like, oh, I didn't like the feeling of that. That didn't feel good. It was the presence of the choice that I made and how quickly that choice came about. That's what stood out to me the most. So why am I sharing this with you? Because I'm guided to, of course. And we get to make choices. We do make choices constantly. How we interact with things we make choices about is so important. So the thing that stands out to the most is making a choice of, wow, this is going on and this just isn't going to continue anymore because I say so. Because I get the choice whether or not when I go back to sleep, I continue to have a dream that does not feel good. I get to make a choice to go back to sleep and have a dream that feels great, or to not dream at all, or to get up in that moment. All those choices are mine. And it's not about like, you nasty dream, you need to go away. It's like, and there's a subtlety of that energy too. If it's like, you have to go away, I can't stand this anymore, in this like mean, nasty way, that can certainly move things. And it doesn't mean that in the way that it needs to be said needs to be all lollipops and flowers. But how you feel about making the choice is so important. And there's so many subtleties of that. So you could be like, dream, you get the fuck out of here. And it can feel good, right? You can be like, dream, time to go. And you can feel good about it. It can be like, dream, you just gotta go. And it can feel horrible. It could be like, get the fuck out of here, dream. I fucking can't stand you. And it can feel just crappy. And there's a difference in those vibrations of making that choice. Being like, wow, I see you. I acknowledge you. And now it's time to go. I'm choosing not this anymore. I'm going to go choose this. I'm going to choose go back to sleep and not have this dream anymore. Making the choice is a pivotal, powerful point in anything that you're up to in your life. It has the power to move things that have never moved before. There's been so many times in my life where I made a choice about something. I'd been asking maybe for years, months, days, weeks, whatever. But the moment that I made a choice about it, that I was clear and I was confident, and it was just like, this is just what's so choice. And then, poof, boy, did things move around that. Boy, did that thing show up. And so with the dream, I was just like, no, I'm not going to have this dream. I'm going to go back to sleep and have this dream. And I didn't have the dream. And then when now I'm awake from my day, there's nothing about the dream. I'm not sad. I'm not sad about it. Now, you can't force yourself to be somewhere you're not. You can't force yourself to make a choice about something you're not ready to make a choice. Like, you know when that time is. You know when you're ready. When you're like, holy shit, I'm ready. And it doesn't mean that you can't do things along the way to help yourself be ready for that moment. Because all those nuggets are you being ready. It's a journey. It's a process. It's an experience. But that moment in time is just a moment amongst the many moments of I'm ready for this. And so something, if you're dealing with something that you're like, man, I'd really like to be making a choice about this. One thing you can do is you can declare. I'm so big with declaring things. Those are my favorite tools, is declaration. Writing declarations, saying things out loud, talking with myself, declaring. And so something that you can do from where you are now, let's say that you're like, yep, I want to be making a choice about something, whatever it is. Something so useful is saying, from where I stand in this moment in time, I am ready to be ready to make a choice about blah, blah, blah. I am ready to be clear about choosing blah, blah, blah. You fill in those blanks. From where I stand in this moment in time, I am ready to be ready. And maybe you're listening and you're like, yeah, I feel pretty ready. I feel ready to make this choice. Then just choose it. Just choose it. I choose and fill in the blanks. I choose, fill in the blanks. Choose it and choose it powerfully. Nothing else needs to be done. That's the thing. When we make the choices, when we do our declarations, the actions, the impulses show up along the way. The impulse to do whatever you need to do will be there. Maybe the impulse is to do nothing, is to take a day to just relax. Maybe the impulse is to go to sleep 2 hours earlier than you normally do. Maybe the impulse is to go someplace that you go all the time, but you go at a different time. Maybe it's to call someone. Maybe it's to go online and complete a task you needed to do. It can be anything. Those are not our responsibility to think about. It's our responsibility to choose and to follow our impulses. True impulse always guides us to exactly where we need to be for whatever it is that we're asking for. And it doesn't have to look like the thing we're asking about. Oftentimes, we are guided to go somewhere or do something that has completely nothing that we would think to do with what we're asking for. And we just have to trust that. Because from our perspective, we can't always get the whole picture. The other part of us, our completely non-physical part, knows everything and is constantly guiding us to that. And something that I heard Abraham Hicks say a long time ago, that actually was a part of me creating the universe, made me do it, was this saying: you knew the ingredients when it was butter. You knew the ingredients when it was flour. You knew the ingredients when it was eggs. You knew the ingredients when it was cocoa. But you did not know it when it was cake batter. So we're constantly asking for this, that. Ooh, I like this. More of this, please. Ooh, I don't like that, so I know I do want this. Those are all the ingredients of life. And they're being swirled and whipped up into this amazing cake batter. It's going into the oven and making a fan-fucking-tastical cake. But we don't know the cake batter or the cake. And so when we're guided to our impulses, we're being constantly guided to our cake batter and our cake, and all of the goodness of eating it and devouring it and being with it, savoring it. So step out of our own ways. Follow the impulses, follow the nuggets, no matter what they seem like. They don't make sense, great, even better. They do make sense, great. Follow those. Follow true impulse. Follow true impulse. So if you've made a declaration, if you've made a choice from this moment in time, where I stand, I am ready to be ready. You made a choice. I choose. Whatever it is that you chose, I want to know about those amazing declarations. Email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.